everybody. It's time for the Gold Country, Old Country radio show on this kind of a quiet weekend. Hey, Earl. Earl.
Hello, everybody.
Wake up. Earl, wake up.
If I were in charge of this show,
Earl,
I would...
Earl, are you awake? Wake up. Here, open your eyes. Let me see. Let me see those baby blue eyes.
Time for the old...
Here, put these teeth in. Let me see your teeth. Are you okay? Oh, that's a nice smile. Oh, girl, good. You're awake. It's about time.
Hang on a second.
Are you okay? Hey, use your own socks when you do that. Gosh, that wasn't very nice. Well, hello, everybody.
I dozed off.
It's time for the Gold Country, Old Country radio show. It was a few minutes ago until I had to wake everybody up around here. And this show is being brought to you by the Davis Ranch and Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. You know, they're not driving the tractor today out in those fields.
I don't think so.
You know why? You might guess that. Boy, that soil is such good soil over there, and it's a little on the wet side. But, you know, pretty soon that asparagus is going to be here, and then pretty soon some other produce, and then pretty soon that sweet corn. And we'll let you know when. They're getting ready for the 2023 season, and... You can call anytime for recorded information at 916-682-2658. You can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. And they're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets.
Yes, I like saying that word.
Too bad they don't sell
as fresh as it gets.
I know. You're a little fresh right now. Good. Good for you.
I got a little nap in me. I'm ready to go.
Oh, these are good days for a nap, aren't they?
Yeah, because you know what happens tonight.
What's that?
Fall backwards.
Fall sideways? What have you been drinking again?
No, it's daylight savings time.
Oh, that's right. But I think you got it wrong. I think we fall forward. No, it's spring forward. Yeah, we spring
forward. It's not fall back? I've never fallen forward. I always fall backward. Oh!
I know, that's where that hole in the wall came from.
Nope.
What?
Not to confuse anybody, it is spring forward. We are only telling jokes. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
I thought my joke was better, actually.
You fall forward now and then.
Yeah, I do. And when I do...
So actually, tomorrow, it will not be this time. It'll be an hour ahead of time.
So this time tomorrow won't be this time. It'll be an hour more time. Oh, it's perfectly clear to me.
Yeah.
Perfectly clear.
You know, ever since the... Ever since the long hand, the big hand on the clock fell off, I know it's after 12, but I don't quite know what time it's after 12.
Oh, I know. We're pretty good about estimating it.
Yeah, we can tell when it's the hour, close to the hour.
Do you think if we were to take that long hand and put a little...
Normally I can tell by the sun, but not too much sun today.
Now, can you tell by the bells ringing?
No.
You can. You know, if you were in Sacramento, you heard the church bells. Does that... I just heard one bell there. Is that...
Or on the University of Pacific campus, they have their chimes.
Oh, do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Maybe we should get a phone call from those guys. Let us know what time it is. You know what time I think they'd say it was? Time for a... You know, this is a music show. We're supposed to be playing music. I think it's time that we played a record, man. Is that all right?
Sure.
How about something from Roger Miller? Either that or Kenny Rogers, or Roger Rogers, or Kenny Miller. Or how about Roger Miller?
Or how about... I got something all lined up for you.
All right.
Coming up here.
All right. On KAVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again, and the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time, from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can, and everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County died with child, and although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said, turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind, these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James, one dark cloudy day that brought you from the field to your lonely pine box cane, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James,
you got that right. You had two Rogers there. You got them in the right order, too. You went alphabetical order backwards by last name. That's very good. Or either that or alphabetical order by first name and last name of Rogers.
It was just... it wasn't intentional.
Wasn't it? Well, all right. Well, anyway.
But I have two things coming up for you now.
Do you really? What, two songs? Mm-hmm. Well, what is it? Are you...
yeah, George Jones and George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
So do you have them in alphabetical order? Or how about...
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes.
Well, if you yes. got it ready, why don't you just go ahead and play them?
Okay.
All right, on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
What does it mean, alphabetical order?
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted
By an early age I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down to every loved one, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Guess I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run, but I'm still losing. This game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living, dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I made. There's just one place for me
near. It's like heaven to be near you.
Times when we're apart and I can't face my heart,
say you never.
Those are good songs. Gosh, I like those. By the way, I'm not sure you got it in alphabetical order according to alphabet.
Well, J.
All right, J.
And then after J, you would take Jones Wynette. JW comes after J, so the first one would be J, but then if you were filing it, the second one would be JW, so Jones Wynette would fall that way.
You know what's weird? Is I understand that completely. I thought you were going to go alphabetical order according to height.
Don't ask me the Dewey Decimal System.
Really? All right. Well, how about
alphabetically due to height?
Do you mind if I sit down? I'm dizzy right now. So let me sit down. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello, everybody. It's still the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. I was going to say it's the second half of the first half, but after you explained to me that other stuff, what was it you explained to me where I got dizzy and had to sit down? Do you remember?
About the file. If you were to file the names, George Jones.
Oh, gosh. Okay, hold that. Oh, gosh, don't say it again. Oh, man, I'm getting dizzy. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But if you take that with the Dewey Decimal System, then you take it and you times it by 14.
Wait, hold on. Let me write this down. Okay, okay.
And don't forget, daylight savings time starts tonight.
All right.
It doesn't end. Everybody keeps saying, hey, daylight saving time is coming to an end tonight. Let's go set the clocks, huh? No. Daylight savings time begins. So.
All right. What?
People keep saying, in 2017, the California legislature voted to end it. They didn't get it in time. It wasn't signed in time. So now they have to go back and do it again.
So if they were to have done it during daylight savings time, maybe they would have signed it in time.
Maybe, but it's sunsetted. You know, have you heard that term, sunset?
I never understood. Did they want to end daylight savings time, or did they want to make it all like...
Everything would be standard time. There'd be no daylight
savings. Okay, but would it be like the way it is in summer or the way it is in the winter?
The way it is
in winter. I don't like that. I'm against it. I'll vote against it. Do you have Newsom's phone number?
Who?
Gavin Newsom. Is he still the governor?
He's a mayor of San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, Jerry Brown, do you have his phone number? Or how about George Duke Majan?
Is George Duke Majan still alive?
I don't know. Who was the guy after George Duke Majan? It was another
Gray
Republican.
Davis.
Oh, Gray Davis. He's still alive. And there was another guy, Wilson.
Pete Wilson,
yeah. Is he still alive?
Can you believe that? We have President Reagan.
Yeah.
We have George Duke Majan. We have Pete Wilson.
Yeah.
Have a Gray Davis.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
All Republican governors.
Well, not Gray Davis.
Yes.
Gray Davis was not a Republican.
He was.
How much money do you have in that piggy bank over there? I'll bet you every one of those quarters.
$33.32.
Okay, hold on. Well, let's do this. Let's play a little music, and we'll check this thing out on the interweb.
Yeah, and you're one of those guys that thinks the world's flat, too.
Well, what's your point there? All right. Let's play the music on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna start with the walls, take the pictures off the walls and burn them. Move the chairs around, take the window curtains down and burn them. Everything I see reminds me you were here. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh yeah, the candelabra set you gave me on the night of my birthday. The records that you bought, the hi-fi we love to play. The decorating man will come and rearrange them. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh yeah, take the carpet off the floor, throw it out the door, it's filled with tears. Everything I find that brings you to my mind must disappear. Every night I dream, I'll dream of someone new. Yeah, I'm gonna
change everything that holds a memory of you. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you.
Never see the light of day. I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry. Me hide my sorrow. I live a lie in all I do and say. My lips may lie and paint a bright tomorrow, but if I told the truth, I'd have to say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry.
Oh, I like that. Excuse me, I think I got a heartache. But I want to say, excuse me, I think I won that bet. You know that bet? Yeah. Gray Davis, he was a... What is it? Democrat.
Just
so
take it.
Here's
take it.
Okay.
Take it.
Is that all the money you got in that piggy bank? Let me see. 10, 20, 60. That's 63 cents. That's all you have in that piggy bank?
God, you may be breaking.
You know, you need to start saving your money up a little bit better than that. I mean, you wouldn't have enough money to buy a Gatlin Brothers record.
Or a gallon of gas.
All right. Oh, gosh, you couldn't buy it. What are we going to do? If we're going to go up to Jackson and like go bowling or something. How are we going to get gas money? Well, let's do this. Let's play. What do you want to do? Let's see. Do you want to take a break? No, let's play another. Let's play some Gatlin Brothers. That's not a bad idea. On KVGC Radio and 1340 FM 96.
Checked into a cheap hotel, fell asleep, holding each other close. We just knew in our hearts this had to be a new beginning. Well, I guess it goes to show you just how new some. She'd drive. Is there life after Denver? Is there life after Colorado at all? I crawled out of Denver, moved a little higher in the Rockies. Decided I would try my hand picking up the pieces that she left. Oh Lord, it didn't take long to realize that higher ain't always better. And it's awful cold and lonely when you're king of the mountain all by yourself.
The town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more, 119 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red, after Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play.
And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and muffled leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the Ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the Ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Oh, that's a good song too. You know who we're playing that song for? What's his name? I can't remember. Jack Wagon. Oh, yeah. I think Jack Wagon likes that. Yeah. Does Jack Wagon, does he still have a lawnmower that he uses for a job? Or does he do that anymore?
I don't know.
I thought he did.
I think he's got one of the real types that he pushes.
Oh, you mean the kind that go... Yeah. I like that kind. We had to get one of those. Well, how about this? We'll check that out, too, on the interweb. Right after you get... Hey, put Gray Davis. Get him off the interweb.
No, I'm not.
Oh, put in Jack Wagon.
I'm done with Gray Davis.
Are you? Well, it cost you 63 cents. You should be done with him.
Is he still alive?
Gray Davis? Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Jerry Brown's still alive, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Pete Wilson's still alive. Is Duke Mason died, I think.
I think he passed away.
And, all right. Who cares? Who's listening to... Is anybody listening to the show anymore? Hello? Let's take a little break and we'll try to find out. On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM96.5. Hello again, everybody. Is anybody listening out there? We were kind of boring there that last minute or two. At least you were. I was pretty exciting. You were boring. Were you sleeping again?
I should have my own show.
Well, you talk to the management and see what they can do. I wonder, would that mean I get a new engineer? Really? Let me think about this.
You know, what's going on over there where the old Hopkins were? Do you see all that construction going on? What are they doing over there?
Are they? Yeah, yes. There is something going on over there. You know, we could talk to
investigate this.
Vince Signorati. He's up in Plymouth now. He used to live there. And you know who we could talk to, too, who's a really smart lady? She's down in Ion. Do you remember Teresa Avila?
Yeah.
She's Angie's mom. Well, sometimes I think she would be a really good lady to talk to about this show. Maybe get a little guidance. So, you know what? Every once in a while I see Angie. I'll see if Teresa can give us a little critique about how the show could be better.
Okay.
Not that it could be.
No.
We are the number one show ever to come out of Salute
House. Ladies and gentlemen. The.
Do
you like that?
Oh, do you have to put up your little finger when you say that?
The.
Ooh, let me try it. The.
I can't. Put your little finger. The.
Oh, gosh, you know. Makes it sound better, too, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then when you drink your tea, you can stick that out there and go, Hutman.
Hutman.
Isn't that what fancy people say?
Hutman? What does Hutman mean? How do you spell it?
I don't know.
Nuh-uh. How do you spell it? Nuh-uh.
Whootman.
How do you spell Eddie Arnold? We played Eddie Arnold last week, and that boy up in Ion, Michael,
yeah. He
really liked that song. He asked if we'd play another one. And I said, well, we'll check with Teresa Avila. And we didn't get any vetoes, so I guess we'll play it. On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5.
Cattle call. till his day's work is done and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide when the night winds blow up a swole. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather. He sings his cattle call. And he sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call.
And Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child, born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, thing you say, just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back, her days and nights filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Touch him either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
That Tom T. Hall.
Yeah.
I like that song, Ravishing Ruby. Didn't Kenny Rogers sing that song too? Ruby Don't Take It.
But I think.
Yes.
Tom T. Hall wrote some songs that Kenny Rogers may have done.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting how these guys, they write songs and you had no idea they wrote them.
Yes.
Are you going to check that out?
Well, hey, it'd take me forever to get on the interweb.
Okay, why don't you do this? While you're checking it out, why don't you play a little Merle Haggard? Is that okay?
Who?
Are you sleeping again?
No.
Play Merle Haggard.
Play the man.
On KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5. Thank you.
on the same nail too long. My ears can't stand to hear the same old song. And I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. Cause I've got rambling fever in my blood. I caught this rambling fever long ago, when I first heard a lonesome whistle blow. If someone said I ever gave a damn, they damn sure told you wrong. I've had rambling fever all along. Rambling fever, the kind that can't be measured by degrees. Times I'd like to bed down on the sofa and let some pretty lady rub my back and spend the early morning drinking coffee and talking about when I'll be coming back. Cause I don't let no woman tie me down, and I'll never get too old to get around. I want to die along the highway and rot away like some old highline pole. Restless rambling fever in my soul. Rambling fever, the kind that can't be measured by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
Speaking of that.
Why didn't you save that song and play it for the last one? That way we could get at her. Do you think we could leave right now? People would think that's the last song. I got things I want to do. I want to go try to play golf in the rain like this. You know, I bet it would play fast. Probably hardly anybody out there.
Probably.
Golf cart. They probably wouldn't let you lose a golf cart, though. Yeah, shouldn't. Forget it. Forget the whole thing. Forget the whole darn thing. Got it, Les.
Let's take a break. Come on.
All right. If you say so, on KVGC Radio. Hey, don't fall asleep. Well, no. Actually, that's a good idea. Sleep during the break on... Is that all right?
I'll sleep the rest of the show.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Put everybody else to sleep.
Well, we're finally out of the break. Dolores Larrigan. Ooh, that was a close one.
We almost didn't get it
in. I know. We mentioned Teresa Avila, very nice lady.
Angie Avila?
Angie. Yes, very nice lady. And Dolores Larrigan. So we got all three of them in there. That's pretty good. So are you going to, are we going to play any more music? Or do you, because we did say Gone at Last. Or do you want to play some more?
You, my friend.
You know who we haven't played in a long time? I want to hear too. Seems like a good day to play him would be a little Frankie Lane. Then we have a few different of his songs. Anyone you want to pick in particular? Hold it. I have an idea. Tonight is the time changes, right?
Yep.
And it's right near midnight.
Yep.
So do you think you can play some sort of midnight song?
Yeah.
How about that? On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Oh, right now? Right now?
No, wait till 1 in the morning and then move the clock forward, then play it. What do you think right now?
No, we turn the clock ahead 1 hour.
I thought, what's the difference between ahead and move forward? Isn't it similar?
All right. Now I got to move. It took me that time to find one. I got it right.
Oh, you got it? Okay. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
You can gamble for matchsticks. You can gamble for gold. Sticks may be heavy or small. But if you haven't gambled for love and lust, you haven't gambled at all. So they call me the Moonlight Gambler. Well, I've gambled for love and lust. When I gamble for love, but it isn't in the cards. Oh, what heartaches it can cause me. Win or lose, I'm a moonlight gambler. And a winner is what I long to be. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live till the day Lady Luck smiles down on me. Well, you can gamble for matchsticks, you can gamble for gold. Stakes may be heavy or small. But if you haven't gambled for love, well, then you haven't gambled at all. No, if you haven't gambled for love in the moonlight, then you haven't gambled at all. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live till the day Lady Luck smiles down on me. So they call me the Moonlight Gambler. Yes, they call me the Moonlight Gambler.
Cigarettes
in an ashtray. My love and I in a small cafe. Then a stranger came along, and everything went wrong. Now there's three cigarettes in the ashtray. Take him from me, and his love is no longer my own. Now they are gone, and I sit alone and watch one. Take him from me.
Gosh, you know, you didn't
people
need.
Still smoke?
I well, you, somebody lit up that cigarette over there.
People
look at that.
Still smoke that.
What's your favorite kind of cigarette?
Don't smoke. You never don't. Have.
How about? Do you
I
ever?
I don't care if people smoke. I don't care. I don't care.
If you were, if you had to smell
I had
the smoke,
an ex-girlfriend that smoked.
Oh, is that the one that smoked the cigars?
Don't care. But you know what? You don't realize is that you smell like smoke too.
But if you had to smell the smoke, would you prefer a cigarette or cigar? I'd go with a cigar. You know what you don't smell anymore, and I don't mind it, is pipe smoke. A good pipe scent.
I had a high school teacher that smoked during P.E.
Oh, really?
Pipe, yeah.
You know, every once in a while, you know Jack Quinn? He said the old county offices, this is probably like 1975 and before, they said people were smoking in there, and it had a fog of smoke through the thing. Sounds like fun. What? You know, we should try that here. Maybe it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Either that or we could play more music. One of the two.
Either way.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 of the 96.9.
Oh, love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do? Many faults with me. Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you say the things you used to say? What makes you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's a nice song. We haven't played Hank Williams in a while. You know who likes Hank Williams is out at the Davis Ranch and Slough House, where if any, if you want to buy any produce, big or small, actually, that's not true. If you want to buy it fresh, it'll be ready here pretty soon. It's been kind of wet, though, lately. So keep an eye out. We'll let you know when that produce is ready. And you can call them at 916-682-2658 for information. And you can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. Boy, I can't wait for that asparagus. And, you know, do you think they're going to have to irrigate for a while?
I don't think so.
If they had to irrigate, you know what I'd tell them to do?
What's that?
I said, call Amador Plumbing, because they seem to know how those pipes work. If you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. Is that the correct number? Remember, you liked the way it sounded. 2204. 223. Anyway, if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call them up. They'll come out there right away, take a look at what's going on, give you a free estimate, and get the job done right. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. All right. You know, you were taking a nap earlier.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Today seems like a good day for a nap. I think I'm going to take one over here.
I'll take one right here.
Sounds really good. So we'll see you all next week on KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5.